Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 FIAF Congress. I'm very pleased to be joined by the Secretary General of FIAF, Michael Lobenstein. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. It's great to be with your radio.
So, first question is kind of the simple question, but for our listeners who might not be aware of what FIAF actually does, could you give us a brief overview of all its activities?
Well, FIAF is an organization that was formed in 1938, so just at the dawn of World War II. And FIAF is the organization that is the Association of Non-For-Profit Film Archives around the world, so organizations that dedicate their time and their mission is to save the world's film heritage, right, historic films from disappearing, and that make sure that they are available and accessible for future generations.
Excellent. And so we're talking about how many kind of approximately archives?
Oh, currently it's 162 affiliates in FIAF, so that is archives, cinematics, museums, libraries, so all kinds of organizations who have a film collection or who are engaged in film culture and film heritage. So 162, which is really a lot.
That's fantastic. And the number keeps growing?
The number keeps growing. So there was only six new candidates for admission we discussed over the last 2 days. So the number is really growing. So we said the next frontier is we need to be 200.
Yeah. Obviously, that is the importance then of congresses, to kind of make sure that everyone's on the same page. So let's get to it. This year it's taking place here in Bologna. And let's start off with maybe like a simple overview of what happens during the course of these few days.
So in the course of these few days, first we have the annual General Assembly of FIAF, so where all of the members and associates actually meet and talk about FIAF business, so just business of the Federation. And this is about now to wrap down, so this is day two, and we're going into a really exciting session now, which is about training and outreach, so the new vision how FIAF can work with partner organizations around the world to increase training in film restoration, film preservation, and saving film heritage. So that's a big topic for us on this. This afternoon, for example, there is a meeting of all of the regional groups. So FIAF is the only really global film heritage organizations. So we have a North American group, we have the Association of European Cinematheques, we have Southeast Asia and Asia, we have African Cinematheques, Latin America. So all of those regional groups meet and talk in their regional languages about their specific needs and programs. And then the next 2 days is dedicated to a topic that is so close to Il Cinema Ritrovato, which is the new life for old films, so restoration and how to present films in the 21st century. So there's 2 days of presentations and discussions and symposium, and that coincides with the start of the Cinema Ritrovato Festival. So literally, you can go from a discussion about film into a screening of a film.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, actually. This year, like I said, the Congress is kind of taking place in Bologna. There's a good, obviously, relationship between FIAF and La Cineteca di Bologna here.
Yes, so Cineteca di Comune di Bologna has been a member for a long time in FIAF, and Anna Fiaccarini, who works here at the Cineteca, she is part of our executive committee of FIAF. So there's always been very strong engagement, and the Cinema Ritrovato Festival here in Bologna has very often shown restorations and films from FIAF partner archives. There's also the very, very strong attraction of the L'Immagine Ritrovato Film Laboratory, so one of the few remaining laboratories for film, where films can be properly restored and copied in the world, where many FIAF archives also do their restoration work. So Bologna is one of several places in the world of FIAF where there's a very, very strong commitment, not only for the preservation and for the safekeeping, but also organizing festivals, organizing training opportunities, etc. So it's very, very very convenient for many of our members and associates that the Congress is here during the Cinema Ritrovato Festival, so that it is more opportunities even to meet colleagues and friends.
Start collaborations, networking and all of that.
That's right. Look, collaborations and networking are... This is what it is all about. When you say, like in the past, many organizations in Italy, but undoubtedly in many other places in the world, were very territorial, and it was everybody was just defending their own little territory. And nowadays, with here in Europe, like 8 years now, 9 years of financial difficulty, with less and less public monies, with more and more pressure of YouTube, and people expect more. Archives and museums and galleries and libraries who preserve film really need to work together to not only help each other with technology, with knowledge, but also to jointly promote the idea that film patrimonio and filmic heritage and patrimony is important. It is as important as old manuscripts, as oil paintings, etc. So that is the real mission of FIAF, and networking is essential for that.
But do you find that there's kind of challenges in achieving people, in letting people know that it is important?
Oh, absolutely, because most people would just assume, particularly because of YouTube and the internet, they would think that everything is already digitized and everything should be available for free. But the reality is, it is not. So many films are still on celluloid film. They need restoration, they need conservation treatment. There is parts of the world where there is just no money and no technology to preserve them. So we then always think, just because we can see Blu-rays of restored Hollywood films or big French cinema, or we think everything is fine, everything is under control. There is parts of the world where there is not even infrastructure for keeping films in the right temperature, where there is not the question, can we go ultra HD, can we go 4K, but the question is, can we actually get a VHS player that works so that we can actually watch videotapes? Yeah. So as a global organization, it's really important for FIAF to tell the story of the importance of filmic heritage on many different levels. Mm-hmm. Really starting in Europe with a discussion that the European cinematics have been very good at, which is, we need it recognized as important cultural goods. We need to have copyright changed so that archives can actually show their films, that it's not locked up forever. We need to have initiatives by the European Commission to digitize more and more, so that help actually that even members who don't have the infrastructure can get the infrastructure. But then to other parts of the world, particularly Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, where there is very, very little infrastructure, where there's a real need for training. Just to give an example how global FIAF can be and what is so exciting about us, only 2 months ago, a group of FIAF members from the United States, so George Eastman Museum in the state of New York, from Bologna, from L'Immagine Ritrovato Lab, and from Cinémathèque Française in Paris, and from many other places, actually went to Pune in India, invited by two of our members from FIAF, so the National Film Archive of India and the Film Heritage Foundation, and there was a almost 2-week series of workshops for archivists who wanted to receive training from Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and India. Uh-huh. It was amazing. Yeah. And we have thousands and thousands of films there, and millions of people, close to 1 billion people on the Indian subcontinent, which is one of the fastest growing regions in the world in terms of economic development and everything. So we begin, when you work in FIAF, you suddenly see that the window to the world opens, and when you come to a congress like this here, you can see a presentation from Uruguay, then from one from Mexico, followed by a presentation from India, then something about Bangladesh, next one about Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So you get the idea that it is a truly global family, and that film is a truly global heritage.
That's very exciting for me to hear. It definitely gives me great hope for the future. To kind of wrap up this interview, is there any activities that will follow this Congress that you would particularly like to talk about?
Well, FIAF regularly is working with our partner organizations in the world, so from the European Cinematheques and Bologna Summer School to UNESCO and others, to run training seminars and be involved in discussions all around the world. There is follow-up, such as that we have just published and finished the definitive manual on film cataloging, which doesn't sound too exciting, but this is really a global standard reference work that will be very exciting for all organizations who have moving image materials to actually be able to catalog them properly. We are already ramping up for the Congress next year, so where everybody is going to go to Los Angeles, which is going to be the first time in a long, long time that there is a Congress in North America. And yet there is ongoing work that you can see on our website, which is www.fiafnet.org, where you can constantly see of the work that is done and the publications by FIAF.
Well, with that, I thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the Congress and everything else that FIAF will do. I know that I'm definitely a supporter of its work, and I urge listeners to find out more about it.
Find out more about us and go to Facebook. Like most of the information you can actually get through Facebook. Yeah, very easy to find there. And thank you so much for your interest.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.